I'm John Lemley. Glad to have you with me on this Thursday for City Cafe. It's the day of the week that we welcome in the events editor for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Shane Harrison. We're going to talk about budget-friendly events. Shane, the first event that we're talking about this weekend features a singer-songwriter whose banter falls somewhere in between comic and ramblings of maybe an indie rock frontman.
Yeah, Jens Lekman, Swedish singer-songwriter, very much a romantic at heart. That's what much of his music is about, romance and love, breakups especially.
But maybe the funny side of all that?
Yeah, it often is the funny side of that, although his new album, I Know What Love Isn't, is a little more somber. There's still quite a bit of humor in it.
So let's get married. I'm serious. But only for the citizenship.
It's kind of amazing to me that someone whose first language was Swedish writes so much better in English than so many of our other pop singers.
Yeah.
Summer is exhausting me with its exhaust fumes and empty promises.
And again, he's playing at the Variety Playhouse, and that's on Tuesday. Tickets are $18 in advance. If you get them at the door, it's $20.
Shane, A Doll Comes to Life, Love Triangles, Illusions, Doubles. It all sounds like some twisted psychedelic 1970s film, but it's actually a classic ballet.
Yeah, Coppelia, you know, ballet and opera, you often get the tragic. Coppelia is more of a comic ballet, more lighthearted, and therefore it's perfect for families. And the Metropolitan Ballet Theater is doing 3 free performances of it this weekend.
And since it's based on a story by E.T.A. Hoffman, it is a little sick and twisted, which is perfect for the month of October.
That's true. That's true. Yes, there are dolls coming to life and things like that. There's some mistaken identity, toys, of course, which will thrill the kids. But the love story at the heart of it, Swanhilda and Franz, the betrothed. You know, if you haven't seen much ballet, Coppelia is a really good place to start. Those performances are at the Roswell Cultural Arts Center, and they're free. You might want to get your tickets in advance, but they will have some tickets at the door if they're still available.
Well, from twisted ballet now to Monks.
Yes, Carmina Burana is going to be performed by the Michael O'Neill Singers at Roswell United Methodist Church. It's a really fascinating piece of music, and it's a fascinating piece of text, too. Back in the early 1800s, the texts were actually found by Benedictine monks. They date from the 11th or 12th century. They're not exactly sure when they were created.
And they're bawdy.
They are a little bawdy.
They're rated R,
yes,
at least, if
are.
Not X.
Yes, they are. So, yeah, it was quite scandalous, Carmina Burana. But Karl Orff took some of these texts in the 1930s and created this work, which is pretty epic, really.
Mm-hmm. And all these songs speaking of love in no uncertain terms, and also the joys of drinking as well, sort of a toast to Bacchus.
Yes, yes, it's great stuff. I love it. The Michael O'Neill Singers will be performing Carmina Burana on Sunday at the Roswell United Methodist Church. They'll also have some other ensembles with them, some dance troupes, and some other choirs will join them as well. And that's at 3 o'clock on Sunday. And the tickets are 15 to 20 in advance. At the door, it'll be 17 to 22. I just wanted to quickly mention also that Atlanta Parent Magazine is going to have their family block party this weekend. It's another great family event. That's on Saturday at the Mercer University campus here in Atlanta. And they're going to have about 50 attractions, all sorts of things, a mobile petting farm, interactive games, pony rides and alpacas, live music, storytelling, lots of stuff going on. And that's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday at Mercer University here in Atlanta. The entrance fee is just $5, and that includes several activity tickets as well.
Shane, thank you so very much for coming in once again and for bringing us a wonderful week's worth of budget-friendly events.
Well, thank you for having me.
For more information about any of these happenings, details are yours on our website, wabe.org/citycafe.